Hey y'all, this is Lisa Zahia, and welcome to season 3 of Limitless with Lisa Z. I'm super excited to bring you an international group of guests who are amazing, inspiring folks brought to you to hear more about how they became limitless and went after their dreams. We also have a 4-part series with me on becoming limitless, which is how to follow one big dream this year. So super excited about it. Follow along and let us know what you think in the comments. Hey y'all, this is Lisa Zahia, and this is season 3, episode 2 of How to Go After Your Dreams with me, Lisa Zahia, your business and life coach. Last week we talked about making your dream a BFD, meaning a big freaking deal. What happens if you do it on a large scale? What if you dream it without limitation? What happens? And today I want to talk about how to move forward with actions, which is the idea of doing it scared. So oftentimes in life, we wait until we feel confident enough to do something, when really doing the thing will be the thing that makes us confident. So I use this phrase all the time, courage before confidence. And it's this idea that if we do things courageously, that the confidence will come. And confidence actually comes by us doing the action, which means we need to move forward and be brave doing it scared. So let's talk a little bit about that, is that I think sometimes when we talk about courage, we think about characters from movies, that blonde woman from Game of Thrones, like just fearless, amazing humans. But instead, I want you to think about courageous as stepping forward imperfectly with your knees shaking and still doing it. I want to say that again. Think about moving forward with your knees shaking and a little bit nervous and not sure if this is going to work, but just doing it. When you put yourself forth imperfectly, it's really like the bravest thing that you can do. It's the most amazing thing that you can do, because in a way it's saying, hey world, here I am. I'm imperfect because I'm a human having a human experience, and I'm still believing in myself enough to go after my dreams. So I'd love for you to consider that and start a practice of doing it scared. Now, I want to talk about this for a second, is that there's a couple caveats I have on doing it scared. And the first is thinking about how to create safe spaces for yourself. So the thing that is not considered a lot in self-development is this idea that we have traumas and life experiences and live in a world of systematic oppression that allows a lot of people to feel unsafe in putting themselves forward in the world.
This podcast is brought to you by Coaching with Lisa Zahia, a business development company which provides strategy, coaching, and staffing support to mission-driven businesses. We help create bold and impactful businesses and to help the founders become the people who can do it. Curious about how to grow your business? Schedule a free consultation at www.chatwithlisaz.com. www.chatwithlisaz.com.
We want to take small steps and do it scared, but in a way that makes us feel safe. If safety for you is a certain song, if it's being around certain people, if it's using a weighted blanket, if it's talking to yourself and like, I'm going to put this out there, but I'm going to have a friend hold my hand, I'm going to have my coach on my side, then that I want to do it safely. Because oftentimes we're not doing things. It's not like we're failures. It's not like there's something wrong with us. We're not doing things because we don't feel safe and we're trying to protect ourselves. So actually honor the fact that you've been in that space and realize that there's nothing wrong with you and you can just step forward and shine. My friends, you can just step forward and shine. And so step one is do it scared, is make a list of what you want to do. And then secondly, think, what do I need to do this safely? And then we're going to talk about baby steps. So maybe it's testing it in a group of people where you feel safe. Maybe it is just sharing it with friends and family, but share something, do something. And then I actually would love for you to invoke a practice of doing things that make you feel scared. So I'm going to tell you a story. The last 8 months, I was traveling full time, and almost everything terrifies me because I have conditioning that I shouldn't offend anyone and that I shouldn't do anything wrong. So some things I had to do in the last 8 months are enter countries where I didn't know if I was doing things properly, going through immigration. I had to drive on the other side of the road in the Caribbean. I had to navigate the Middle East. I was in Saudi Arabia. I was in Egypt. I had to navigate the Caribbean. I had to go into stores and ask for things. I had to ask for directions. I had to navigate places in Germany where I didn't speak the language. And every day I just said, I would say to myself, I'm brave and I can do it. And also like allow yourself to falter. So a lot of it went imperfectly. Sometimes I couldn't figure out what I was doing. But the more you condition yourself to that, the less scary it feels. So the lesson for today, folks, is take small actions to move towards your dream. Do it scared, but invoke a space of safety. And finally, get in the habit of making yourself uncomfortable. I can't wait to see what you're doing.
That's it, folks. Another amazing episode of Limitless with Lisa Z. I am inspired and want to give you the homework. Take some notes, take action, do one thing today that can move you towards your dreams. Got feedback? Let us know. You can write to us at lisa@lisazahia.com or visit us online at lisazahia.com.